BET, home of some of the greatest shows, such as Monique, Let's Stay Together, The Game, Steve Harvey, Everybody Hates Chris, Master Mix, and many more. BET is also famously known for their featured blog sites, such as Spotlight, What the Flick, Stay Tuned, Head Over Heels, Sound Off, and a wide variety of others. So the next time you're flipping through your channels, tell a friend to tell a friend about BET and BET's video library. Also, don't forget to catch the countdown on 106 in Park with Roxy and Terrence. Do you want your chance? You feel as if you got what it takes? Or just want to read and catch up on BET news? Tune in to www.bet.com or send your thoughts and opinions through mail to BET Network, 1235 W Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20018-1211, or phone BET Network at 202-608-2000. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Hey, what's up? This is your girl, Holly. Sweet Pea, the Sassy Pea Talk Show.
You are now tuned in to the newest show on the EOTM Radio Network. Sweet T, the Sassy Diva, bring you all the celebrity gossip, relationships, fashion, what's hot and what's not, and music and so much more. Sweet T, she knows it all, y'all. And if she doesn't know, guess what? She ain't afraid to ask nobody. Get the 411 in the realest form by one of the sexiest talk show hosts in the game. Can y'all say Sweet T?
Thank you for that, Carla B. I'm proud of you. This evening I'm talking about. If you don't know, this evening I'm talking about, have you ever dated anyone fake? Not fake personality, which I should have added that on to what I'm talking about, but that's a different topic and different story. What I mean about, if you ever dated anyone fake, by fake hair, fake eyes, fake boobs, fake booty. Yeah, I'm curious for all the guys out there, because I have a lot of homeboys out there I talk to about, you know, females, you know, just shooting a little breeze, and I thought this would be a good topic to talk about. Ladies, you know, don't take it personal. I'm just having a little fun. I'm a 100% lady myself, so I don't take anything personal, you know. So basically, that's the reason why I'm having this talk show about, you know, fake boobs, fake hair, fake eyes, and all that good stuff. And because some guys are like, they don't know if her hair is fake or not. And then when they find out, they're very disappointed. And some guys do know if her hair was fake or her boobs was fake. They choose to go that route. I'm just curious what you have to say, ladies. You can call in also and let me know if you ever dated anyone who didn't like your fake hair or your fake eyes. You know, I'm just curious. We're going to have fun. We don't let this ball roll, and we ain't no taking nothing personal. You can call in and say what you want to say, but I'm not going to have anyone on the show cursing. But other than that, if I don't understand what you're saying or if it don't make sense, like Carla B said, I'm not afraid. I'm not going to be afraid to ask if I don't understand, if you're not afraid to break it down. If you choose not to break it down, we'll deal with it. So I'm going to let open up the phone lines, and we're going to have fun with it, and we don't see what people have to say. Carla B, do I have anyone on
the phone? Yes, ma'am. You got me, your girl, Carla B. Whoop, whoop. And we also have T. Luke on the call. T. Luke, you are on air.
Oh, okay. Hi, T. Luke.
Hey, how you doing?
Did I say that right?
Yeah, you said it right.
Okay. So have you ever dated anyone? Yeah, I can hear you fine. Could you hear me?
Sorry about that.
Mm-hmm. So have
go ahead, what was the question?
You know, it don't necessarily have to be in this order what I'm about to say. It could be anything on the part of her body that you thought was real, like my homegirl Lady T said, you thought those was her blue eyes, but they really weren't. So you ever dated anyone like with fake hair, fake boobs, fake booty, all that good stuff, or, you know, or do you choose not to date a female like that? I'm just curious what you have to say.
I most definitely dated a woman with just about probably everything fake but the butt.
Okay, are you
including
sure
her personality.
Okay. So you said you dated mostly everything but the fake butt.
Yeah, definitely.
And you sure, you positive that was her real booty?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Okay, so you don't mind dating females like that, right?
I mean, you know what? To be honest with you, I'll say 90% of the women nowadays, something about them is fake anyway. It doesn't matter what race, color. I mean, it's just something about them is fake. So, I'm speaking for all men. I think we didn't all date fake women.
Well, we ain't talking about
something on their body is fake.
Right. I know I heard you earlier say even the personality, that's a whole different story and a whole different topic. We don't have to do that another day. But I'm stuck on the body part because it seems like you have a flashback right now. You know, everything was fake. The mind, the personality, everything. It's just stick on the body part. It's on the body part. So,
yeah, everything but the butt.
Okay. So you're the type of guy that don't mind, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't mind. And you know what?
Okay.
To be honest with you, I'm the type of guy, that would ask also.
Oh, okay. So say for example, if me and you went on a first date and we sitting there, how would you come at me like that? What would you say to make me feel comfortable, or unless you just don't care if I don't feel comfortable or not? What would you say to me?
I don't know. I would probably ask you, how long did it take him to put that weave in your head?
Well, how do you know if you want my hair? So you just
can't
brush
it. Sometimes you don't. And then I'll take that back. Because I think I would feel uncomfortable to ask a woman, like, hey, is that a weave? You know, and then and if it's a first date, you sure don't put your hand in a woman's head. And, you know, the feel. So I would probably ask, like, I'll beat around the bush and ask that question, like, so how long did it take, you know, for you to get your hair done? And then a lot of times you guys just be honest and say, oh, this is a weave or what, you know, or whatnot.
So the reason why you asked her in that question, because you want her hair to be real or fake?
No,
or,
because
I
know it's fake.
The reason why
I'm asking. I know it's fake, but I just want to, I mean, nowadays they do have hair to where you really can't tell if the hair is fake or real, but I still would like to ask the question, like, you know, how long did it take you to get your hair done? You know, it really looks nice, or something like that. I mean, I wouldn't be blunt and say how long did it take for your weave to get done. You know, I would just be like, you know, your hair really looks nice. How long did it take your stylist or whatever to do your hair? And then a lot of women, you know, you guys would say, oh, it's a weave.
Okay, well, what did she say when it took her an hour and a half? That still ain't telling you if it's fake or real.
No, it's not. Then I would just, I mean, I would, I don't know, come back to the question later, and I would probably, I just wouldn't feel comfortable asking her, so is that a weave? I think that's disrespectful.
So basically you saying that you're curious, because usually a guy don't care if you have a weave or not. They don't, that conversation would never even come up, because they really don't care as long as you look good. So, and it didn't mean that you really care if her hair is real or not. So you the type of guy, tell me if I'm wrong or right, but you the type of guy who like your girl to have real hair. Because if you didn't, you really wouldn't even care. Like, okay, well, I like how she looks. I like her hairstyle. You know, if you get serious, maybe I'll rub my hands between it one and style her scalp a little bit. One day when we get serious, see if it's real, maybe I'll be bold to ask her. But since you already got that frame of mind sitting there instead of enjoying your food, you wondering if her hair is real or not. So you the type of person who don't really care for girls with fake hair. It's all right or wrong.
No, that's not. It's not that. It's not that. Because if I said I didn't care for a girl with fake hair, I probably would never be able to date a woman. Because I think, like I said, all women have some type of extension or some type of weave or something put into their hair. So therefore, it's not that. Some is obvious. Like you guys see some girls where the hair look really nice, and you see some girls where you got one piece sticking up. The real hair than the weave laying down, you know, straight.
There's some girls out there who don't take time like I do to make sure the stuff slick down.
So are you saying you wear a weave?
I wear a weave. I wear a wig. I wear extension. I don't wear fake eyelashes. I don't wear fake eyes. And I do have a real butt. And I do wear a push-up bra. So I let you care.
Yeah, I never dated a woman with a wig, and that's good to know you wear a wig. Yeah, for real.
And you need to try it one day. It's real fun. I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to go to the next caller. It's real fun to date a girl with a wig, because you never know. You could leave out, and I have blonde hair and cook you breakfast with some heels around the house when they're known. Then you come back, I'm cherry red. You be like, whoa, who is this? This is somebody else. You came back home to never get bored with me. So, yeah, holla at your girl. So,
all right.
So
you go take the next caller, but I'm still will stick to. I would ask a woman if she have a weave in her head.
Okay. Well, listen to the show because maybe it's probably bring you back in because we never got to like fake butts and all that. You said you never dated anyone with fake butts, but boobs and
yeah, I'm gonna definitely listen in. Can I listen in on my phone?
You sure can.
Okay, so I'm here. I'm a
little. All right. Well, holler at your girl later. Have a nice
okay,
day.
I will. If I hang up, it's because I ran out of minutes.
Okie doke. Well, ladies, like I was saying, you could call in as well if you have something to say. It's not just about the guys either. I just want to hear from everyone. We're going to have a call this evening. And Carla B., do I have another call in?
Hey, girlfriend. No, ma'am. No, you don't. Not at this moment. I think they're scared, but it's all good. We could take a really quick commercial break, and we can be back if you like.
Like
it's up
that.
To you, though. Okay.
I took over.
I got you, boo.
Wow. This is big.
Tired of the same old television shows? Want to see some programming that will jolt your senses? Introducing America's newest network, Punch Television. Coming to DirecTV, Channel 341, July 1st. Punch Television Network. Finally, a network that hears us.
Punch TV.
Are you thirsty yet?
The radio show, in association with Angels Clubhouse, bring you the West Coast Show-Off, going down July the 30th, 2011, at the Los Angeles Convention Center. Come enjoy new future stars of tomorrow as they show off their skills on stage. For ticket or performance information, visit our website at www.theradioshow.com or call 323-331-8573, 323-331-8573.
Yeah. We back. Carla B.
Oh, I'm here, girlfriend. I didn't know you wanted me to stay on with you. You know, y'all be trying to kick me off the stage, not keep me on the stage. That's a beautiful thing. I love to be here.
Yeah, it's just funny that I was talking to someone recently about they just got their boots, and I asked that person, you know, did she do it for her or, you know, for herself? And she said she did it for herself and for her husband. You know, ladies out there, like I said, you know, we ain't no taking it seriously person. We just having fun, you know, curious what the guys out there have to think. But let me ask you, at the end of the day when you go home and take off that wig, take off those contacts, take off that push-up bra or that fake bleed, and you looking in that mirror, do you honestly can say you love yourself? If so, like I do, you a true diva. If not, that means you need to learn how to love yourself, appreciate yourself, and not have a low self-esteem. And the only way you can get that way, you pick God first, and nobody will be able to tell you nothing. Because me personally, I do it for myself. With a man or without a man, just me. Call it what you want to call it. What you say, Carla B., what you do it for?
As far as wearing fake stuff, I do wear fake hair. I wear contacts only because it's a fashion statement with me. I change my outfits. So, I mean, I just do it more so for fashion. I've done it for about 20 years now. And my eyes and my hair is the only fake thing. I think when it comes to weave nowadays, it's not women these days aren't really ashamed of wearing weaves because it's not just in our ethnicity. It's a lot of different cultures when it comes to weaves. So I personally do it just because, you know, it kind of sort of enhances things. You know, and that's just my opinion. I don't have low self-esteem. I don't have a weave on right this minute, but I'm not in front of a camera either. So, but, you know, I mean, I do it more so because I think it enhances certain things. I've always loved long hair. I have a nice length of hair under my weave. Another reason I'll tell you this, and I will go to some callers because you do have a couple. I think a lot of women, they migrated towards hair weaves. Because, you know, our hair is a different texture. So in the summertime, if we had our hair pressed, if I go out, you know, kicking it with my friends, my hair is going to kind of turn into a cotton ball. So I wouldn't have to be like that in a club. I go to the beauty shop and I get me some silky straight, have them sew that in. I get to a club, guess what? My hair stays silky straight. So, you
know
that.
Right.
Yeah, so that's how I do things. But I'm going to go ahead. I didn't have the opportunity to screen the next caller, so I'm going to read off their first six digits of their telephone number, and it is 404 area code 246. You are live with Sweet Tea.
Hey, it's John. What's happening?
Oh, hi, John. How you doing?
I am doing marvelous.
Okay, well, I don't know if you heard anything at the beginning what I was talking about. The name of my topic this evening is, have you ever dated anyone fake, like fake hair, fake eyes, fake boobs, fake butt? You know, and necessarily don't have to be in that order. It could be anything off the female body that you thought was real. And if you the type of dude who like they females, you know, 100% real, like with none of that natural hair, they own eyes and all that good stuff, that's cool. That's cool. I'm curious to, you know, have to see what you know what you have to say about that. But if you the type of guy who don't mind dating a female with, you know, those fake things on them, I'm curious. And I like to hear what you have to say on that note. So, let you know, let's get the ball rolling, John. John, what's going on? What you like?
Well, just in dating, I don't get too personal about it. You know, sometimes people do things for different reasons. So, I would kind of stay away from even getting involved in it unless the woman feels comfortable about talking about it. But I wouldn't ask. I mean, some things are obvious that, you know, you can pick up on and see, okay, well, those are not her eyes or those are not her real boobs or whatever. But I just personally don't question
those
it.
Those not her real
breasts.
I'm just curious, how could you, are you Superman? Could you see through her chest and see if she has silicone? How could you tell if those not her real boobs? I'm curious.
I mean, sometimes people may put things in their clothes or whatever to, you know, to make it look.
Oh, you
like,
talk about that kind.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'm trying to get out the guys this evening, you know, I'm not trying to ask you or do you know if her hair real or not. I'm trying to ask you, do you care if her hair real or not? Do you don't mind dating anyone like that? Or do you have to have a lady who have just say real hair? That's what I'm trying to get this evening. Do y'all like girls with say real hair, they real boobs, or it don't matter to you? That's what I'm trying to find out. Not
well,
I mean,
real,
I had a
real would be the preference. But fake can be acceptable.
Mm-hmm. So do you mind dating anyone with fake hair, fake eyes, fake boobs, fake booty?
Well, booty, the booty got to be real. the other
but
stuff
you
can
have
be
girls out there.
But the booty got to be real.
Okay. So that's no doubt.
Yeah.
I understand where you're coming from. For example, if I went to a strip club, and I'm like, "Dang, he's sacking." Then all along, I found out it was a sock inside his bra. So I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, because that, you know, that comes down to the performance. Now the eyes and stuff like that, that's just for appeal, but. That's different than a performance. So if he got a sock in the thing or she got pads in her butt, when he comes down to performing, that's going to show, and it's going to make a difference.
Well, you know, I have a couple of friends out there who do the fake butt, you know. But different strokes for different folks. It depends what kind of man they with. Maybe he don't mind. Maybe he want to wear it. Who knows? But I just want to say thank you for calling in, and you're free to listen to the rest of the show, because you never know, your girl probably wants you to come back on and holler at your girl. Thank
all right.
You. Okay.
Peace.
That was so funny, Carla B. You know? You
think, yeah,
you
I know.
Do the face,
I know. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Well, just so you know. All right, boo-boo. Well, just so you know, you have another caller. And the phone, oh, I know who this is. This is your girl, Mocha D. You are live, Mocha D.
It's in the house. What's up, Sassy T and Carla B? Girl, you know you lost the chain. I love me some new free Sassy T.
Mocha D, like I was on saying earlier, let's not keep it 50, let's not keep it 100. Let's keep what the hell is it, as Mocha D say. What's going on, Mocha D?
You
ask you a question.
Tell me.
Okay. Like I was saying, like I like females as well to call in. I just wanted to know, have you ever dated anyone who asked you and put you on the spot? Is that your real hair, or that's your real boobs, or is those your real eyes? I mean, what type of lady are you? Do you wear fake contacts?
Well, you know what? Back in the day,
not fake contacts, they got it. You breaking up, Mocha D.
Wow. You know, thank you for the clap. Thank you. I got a standing ovation. Yeah, no. But you know what? You said not fake eyes. What were you going to say? You just wasn't going to change that up?
I meant to say, have you ever wore fake, fake eyes, like contacts? Or have you ever, you know, what you wore fake that a guy approached you on? Like, is it real? I'm curious.
Wow. You know what? It seemed like, I don't know what's going on. It seemed like my body didn't change. I guess my boobs are bigger than they used to be. I don't know why. I don't know what happened. It ain't like I'm a great, y'all know I'm going to keep it 1,000 if you say. It's not like, you know, I think women that masturbate, maybe their boobs grow more because they be messing with them all the time, or maybe they man mess with them a lot. I don't know. But mine, and ain't nobody messing with them because I don't mess around and stuff like that right now by choice. But
right.
My boobs have grown, and me and his mouth. Carla, are you hysterical? But seriously, me, I can't stop laughing. That girl knows she's crazy. Me and I'm acting like that. Really don't believe me when they's like, you got a boob job over there, you know? And I'm like, no, I really don't. I don't know. They're so beautiful now. Don't go on. They're so beautiful. No, I'm just kidding.
Right.
And just grooving. No, I've never had no fake boobs because I'm blessed. I got a little, you know, I'm talking about chalk and stuff, you know? No, but I ain't never did it. But you know what? To keep it 100, just 100. I would like to probably, because I love, you know, and people be talking about Nicki Minaj is all fake and all that type of stuff, but if I really did have some money, because she got a bad little shape, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
whatever she got it. But, yeah, I think I might, if I had some money, I might maybe get me a shoe. I might get some more boobs. I might get some booty. I don't know.
Well,
and
what
I would do, you want to get
some more boobs, Mocha D, if the guys already think they fake? What are you trying to get over?
I'm not. The thing is, I know they're not fake, but I wouldn't mind even getting them a little more plumper than this. You know what I mean? I wouldn't mind.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind. You know, I mean, because
okay.
I've had friends that did it, and they happy, and they gonna stay like that. And I'm like, you know what? Age, time, factors, and all that type of stuff. I try to be working out, girl. I be on my workout.
Right.
Gravity is gravity. You know what I mean? And at some point, they gonna drop it like they hot. Shoot. And I want to make sure I'm in attention all the goddamn days. No, stay in attention. You
so
know what I mean?
Yeah. So basically, what you're saying, you any guy you ever dated or talked to, they didn't mind dating any. It was nothing wrong on your body for them to.
I don't see nothing wrong.
So
no.
You
know what?
Have
your
real
I'm gonna keep it 1,000. I'm gonna keep it 1,000. So for real, sweet sassy T. I remember this dude I was dating. And basically, I've never been real, and y'all, you can believe it if you want to, but you know me, you've been around me all my life, but I ain't never been really promiscuous or nothing like that, but this one particular dude, I was so crazy about this guy, and I was, you know, debating on whether to go there. He insulted my booty. He really did. He said, and I thought I was really in shape at that time. He said, but I think he was just trying to be smart. But he did tell me, he was like, you know, he said you ain't all that anyway. Because I was really seriously going to give him more time, but he made me mad for something he said other than this. But then he caught an attitude. You know how dudes do, they caught an attitude when they thinking that things ain't going their way, which you really went his way. I'm just sarcastic. But he said, you ain't all that anyway. He was like, and he said, but he cursed, you know, and I don't know what kind of show he airing. I know he's supposed to keep it radio perfect, but he said, your butt ain't all, he said, and your ass ain't that serious either. He sure did. I made myself, anybody ever
there
said something
the
like
perfect
that to
show.
Me?
There goes the perfect radio show. Morgan D just said no.
Curse.
Thank you.
Curse. I said no curse.
Okay, no, behind, because the way he said, I just want you to get the graphic on. He said, he went there, he said, yeah, behind, but he said the A word, Miss Radio out there. He said, ain't that serious either. Girl, you know, I'm telling you, because that broke my spirit. But you know what? I had just gotten in a place in my life, a serene place in my life, where I was a little bit secure about myself. Because honestly, y'all don't know this, but I've always been a little bit insecure, right? And when he said that, I thought I had just built up my confidence in my life. I was on a good place in my life with me. And he said, and yo, ain't that serious either. Like, either. That's not implying that the other stuff, like he experienced and saw it and everything, but he just said that, like, he was like, you ain't that
Monkey
serious.
D.
He looked at me up and down and said that. That broke my spirit. Yeah.
Well, Monkey D, I'm going to build your spirit back up. You got to go on, Monkey D. And I'm going to tell you, you don't need no man to tell you nothing. At least I don't. So thanks for calling me, Monkey D, and holler at your girl.
Holler at your girl. Because Monkey D is leaving the building. Can I get that crap out, Carla B? I guess I came with crap for me, see?
Carla B, do we have any more callers in?
Girl, you must love some Carla B because you keep bringing me back on and you know I love it. You know I love it.
Hey, Monkey D took over, so I was wondering if anyone else was in line.
They are. You do have a slew of people that are calling in. The next caller is one of our very own. She's one of our newest interns. Her name is Tiana. Tiana, you're live on Sweet Tea Show.
Hey, Sweet Tea. Hey, Carla.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm fine. So you do you know what I'm talking about? Did you hear everything that was going on so far? Do I need to break it down to you again, girlfriend?
Yes, I've been listening. I think having anything fake is no problem. I'm a big believer in fake hair, fake eyelashes, you know. I don't know about the butt. I got my own on that one. I don't need to add on to those, but I don't think a man should have anything wrong with it. I mean, as long as you're not going to do it to benefit anyone else, you're doing it for yourself, then I see no problem.
Right,
you know?
Right. And that's what I was saying earlier. If you're going to do it, if to wear the fake eyes, the fake, you know, hair, the contacts, all that good stuff that I broke down, the boobs, the booty, if you're doing it for you, that's cool because, you know, females, we love fashion. We love lipstick. We love makeup. We love heels. We love all the, you know, all that good stuff, the females who love to dress up because, you know, you have females out there who just lay back. But if you wasn't no dirty girl, no, ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, I mean, I think something brings out anything.
Huh?
I think little adding on can bring out anything. Like me personally, I have no eyelashes, hardly. Like, you put mascara on me and it doesn't look like I have nothing on still. So I found the wonderful world of fake eyelashes and I fell in love.
And ain't nothing wrong with that. So basically, if you go that route, that's cool. But, you know, you got guys out there. Have you ever ran into a guy who say, hey, hey, you tricked me. I thought those was your blue eyes. Hey, I thought those was your eyelashes. You ever ran into someone like that?
I know a lot of guys actually out there that have a lot of problems with fake everything. I live with one. Giving an example of my dad, he has a big problem with fake hair. He feels, you know, why do women need to wear fake hair and, you know, grow your own? And I'm like, you must not understand what we go through. Yeah, he has a big problem with that. And I go, Dad, you know, this is something that it's so natural to me, I don't even think of it fake hair no more.
you know what? That's why I'm having this talk show this evening, because it don't matter what how they feel as far as if you choose to date someone with real hair, real eyes, real eyelashes, that's how you feel. If you choose not to, that's how you feel. And that's the reason why I'm having this talk show tonight, because it's all in fun. It's all, at the end of the day, we the one got to live with ourselves. But I'm curious what the guys have to say, because like I said earlier,
you know.
Right. Like I said earlier, I have a lot of homeboys, and they, I have this conversation a lot. Oh, man, is that her real hair? Because, you know, some guys still can't tell. Like, if they looking at a video or something. Hey, sweetie, or
that's a good reason.
They like, is that her hair? Or some guys, yeah, that's her hair, man. That's her. I'm like,
A lot of guys do, like I said, they got that problem. But hey, I'm still gonna wear it, and if they like it, they don't, you know, I'm doing it for myself.
Right. And then at the same time, you have someone who will accept you for you.
Yeah, that is so true.
Thank you for calling in.
No problem. I'll be listening.
Nice. Thank you.
Bye guys.
You're welcome. Oh, this is crazy. This is, as I usually say, ludicrous. I'm having a ball. What about you, Carla B?
Sweetie, I am. And I just wanted to, you do have some more callers, but I just wanted to just make a comment as to what you and Tiana were just saying. Actually, it's something that you didn't mention. But what about those guys who date you, and they know from the very beginning, you tell them, you guys had a conversation that you have fake hair, and then in the course of the relationship, guess what? The guy's trying to change you. What about those guys who know that they're dating somebody with fake hair, and then they try to change them along the line? What's up with those guys? If you don't want to date anybody with the weave, why come to me from the very beginning? Because I had that same situation happen to me when I was dating a guy a couple years ago. You know, he later on, after 6 months after we were dating, he was like, so, how your rear hair look underneath that? I'm like, so, why does that matter? You know what I'm saying? So I was just wondering, you know, your opinion on that, or even to get some guys to call in on that perspective, because, you know, that happens. I'm like, don't change me. It's me. You see my pictures.
Right. Well, you know what, Carla B? I wouldn't mind talking about that, but that's a whole different topic.
Actually, it goes along the line of yours
I hear what you're saying, but, you know, that's cool beans that you say. But what I'm saying is, if you choose to date a female like that, you know what I'm saying, you already knew. Like, guys, what my topic is about, if you choose to date a girl with fake eyes, fake eyelashes, all that good stuff, they knew what they were walking into. So, I mean, they accept her. But if you choose to not date someone like that because you like the real, I want to hear why. And I want to hear why you accept the girl like that, not, oh, I got with you all the time. Because that just made me, my homeboy, you know, said to me probably 3 days ago, someone just said. He said, I got with this girl. I don't mind that girl with fake eyelashes and all that good stuff, what I broke down. He said, but when I got with her, it was actually the opposite, Carla B. He said, because when he got with her, she stopped. She stopped doing her hair. She stopped wearing the fake eyelashes, the fake contact. He's like, hey, what happened to the girl I fell in love with, that sexy girl? What happened? And he's like, well, I don't want to go to the hairdresser. Why you don't want to go to the hairdresser? I'm giving you money to go to the hairdresser to get your hair done how you used to be. Oh, I want no females to see how my hair really look underneath because I'm really bald-headed. This is what he's telling me. So I'm like, oh, okay. So my whole point is, if you choose to live that lifestyle with fake hair, fake eyelashes, you know, I guess she was doing it to get a man because she got real comfortable, because when she got her man, she stopped. So, Carla B, on that note, who do I have?
You still got me, boo-boo, and I still want to talk about what we do. I'm just kidding. You have Marcy calling out of Atlanta. Let me unmute her now. Marcy, you're live.
Okay. Hey, how you guys doing? Listening to the show. Loving it.
Hi, Marcy.
I just have one comment.
Okay.
I'm a stylist, So, hey, I like all the chicks that like to get weave and lashes and nails and all that, because that's money for me. So my advice to the guys is just accept it, roll with it. Hey, look good. So what's the problem? You want your woman to look good. So, you know.
Right. So basically, you know, what you're speaking on right now is the guys out there who don't, like I was saying, guys out there who don't mind fake hair, fake eyelashes, they're going to roll with it. But then you have the guys out there who don't like it. So what could you say to those guys, Marcy, since, you know, you saying, well,
I say go and get you one of those nappy-headed girls. Stay out there.
Why they gotta be nappy-headed, Marcy?
I don't know why they nappy-headed, but they are. But
so you mean to tell me if she was natural and she wore her own hair and all that stuff, she got to be nappy-headed?
I mean, she not fly. You know, she all right. So if you want a chick that's all right, then, you know, that's cool. But if you want that glamour, you know what I'm saying? Some guys like the glam. They, you know, they like the hair done up long down their back. They know she didn't grow that hair. They
wow.
okay with it. But if you have, but if you have a problem with it, that's cool. It's enough women out there for you to get. You can get you one that's glamorous and one that's nappy-headed, because it's a lot of women out there. So, but really, to be honest, on the real, I think you should be looking at a person from the inside out. If a person is beautiful on the inside, whether they're natural, whether they wear weave, lashes, contacts, fake nails, you know, whatever, fake breasts, whatever that situation is, or whether they're flat-chested or whatever, you should be looking at a person from the inside. So if a person is beautiful on the inside, the outside shouldn't matter.
Girl, stop. Like I said at the beginning of my show, we don't have to agree on everything. And like I said earlier, caller be even representing it. If I don't understand it or it don't make sense, I'm going to ask you to break it down. And that's one of these. I'm going to ask you to break this down for me, Marcy, because I don't understand what you're saying. Because, first of all, I know it's some girls out there with their real hair, and they gorgeous. They real natural nails. They you know, and all that, you know. But now, I see them out there, that's cool. But then you also have girls out there, like, they take care like me, and, you know, and the eyelashes and all that good stuff to bring out the girl-to-girl, the pretty stuff in you, whatever you want to bring out for yourself. You know, because I can't speak for every female out there. I don't know what all females are doing for just to get a man, and when you get a man, you stop doing it. Or are you doing it because you just love fashion? Or are you doing it because you got low self-esteem? I don't know. But I'm going to speak for myself. I do it because I love fashion. I do it because I love myself, and I love to stay dressed up. I love all that good stuff. You know, I don't wear too much makeup. But I love it. It's just, I used to be a tomboy for a long time. But I still wear a little makeup. I still wear my makeup. So what you were saying, look on the inside, that's a beautiful thing. You know, you touch me here. But you, what about those girls out there who, as you say, nappy-headed with a messed up personality? What could you say on that note?
Girl, just leave them bras where they at, because they miserable.
Yeah, pray for them, huh?
Yeah, pray for them. Because they...
So basically, what do you want there? You wear the fake eyelashes?
You know, I'll put them on from time to time if I want to be, like, extra glamorous to go out for a special occasion. But my day-to-day look, no, I don't wear eyelashes. I don't wear contacts. I don't, you know, any of that. Now, I love my weave, but I view hair as an accessory. So it, like, your accessories, they change with your where you're going. They change with the time of, you know, the season of the year. They change with your personality, like how you feeling that day. So I view my hairstyles like that. So, you know, this week I'm short. Next week I might be long. I might be curly. I might be, you know. So to me it's an accessory. It's not a representation of my personality. It's not a representation of who I am. It's an accessory. It's like a handbag. It's like a ring. It's like lip gloss.
Right.
You put it on, you take it off. It doesn't define me. So instead of men looking at the surface and, oh, well, she has a weave, she's fake. No, look at her personality. That's what's going to tell you if she's fake or not. She may be wearing a hair weave because it's like an accessory. She just does it as something fun. Or she may be wearing eyelashes, you know, for whatever reason. That doesn't make you a fake person. That's going to just be determined by getting to know that person.
In the top of the show, it is, after all, it's Keep It 1000. It is fake. It ain't your eyelash, it ain't your eyes, it ain't your hair. So let's keep it 1000. Move right along. No,
yeah, I mean, that's fake, but that doesn't mean she's a fake person.
I know, and I'm not even having a topic about that. Like I was telling everybody earlier, it don't have nothing to do with the personality. I'm not talking about as far as being fake on that note. I'm talking about, you know, the hair, the eyelash, the boobs, the booty up. So have you, before I let you go, let me ask you one more question. Have you ever had that problem with a guy who wanted to know what something was real on your body? Did you ever have run across a man like that?
No. Mm-mm. Because I change my hairstyle so frequently that you got to know this weave.
I'm talking about, like, anything on your body.
But that's the only thing that I, like, really wear that's fake. I don't wear contacts. I don't wear nails. I don't have fake. I mean, that's the only thing on me
right.
that I add. So.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but you probably don't understand what I'm saying. Like, for example, I have real eyelashes, and they look fake. A lot of people want to know if they real. These are my real eyelashes. When I put on mascara, they get longer. And a lot of people I hang around, like some of my homegirls, whatever, or people I even went to high school with, those not your real eyelashes. Yes, it is. So that's what I mean on that. If you ever ran across
one of these,
it was fake. Okay.
No.
Because I thought yours was fake before, Marcy. You don't remember. One day you were hanging out. Oh, my goodness, your eyelashes was low. Did you have it so real? You was like, yeah, a lot of people don't think dark-skinned people is gorgeous. I'm like, what the heck? That got to do with fake eyelashes? I said, woo, she took it to a whole different level. Marcy, thanks for calling in. Love you. I'm a holler.
That's
holler
what I
girl.
Do. I take it to the next level, baby. All right.
Bye, baby.
All
Carla
right.
B.
See y'all later.
I'm going to take
Goodbye.
You too. Have a good one. Carla B., I'm going to take a quick commercial break.
Okay, we got to set up for your song break, so we'll put that on. Hold tight.
Me as a page in your diary.
Okay. This is your girl, Sweet Pea. Welcome back. I have Mocha D back with me before I exit the building. What's up, Mocha D?
What's up, Sweet Sassy P? That's cool of you to let me come back in. You must pick me as a favorite. No, you know what? I got a question. I'm listening to you talk about all the women and they fake this, fake that. What? I mean, I want to just flip it for 1 second because you know that's how I do it. Listen, what about the fake men? Tell me what you feel. Would you date the man with the fake eyes and dyeing his hair blonde or be like a Lil Wayne with the extra hair in his head and all that type of stuff? What do you think about the fake men?
And that's another topic that I'm going to have, because at the beginning I was telling my friend John, who called in, I was saying, I can understand how he was feeling. I said, because that's like going to a strip club, and you could be like, ooh, he's packing, and all along you found out it's a sock. So I can understand.
Dang, see?
I can understand. Yeah, you know, give 1,000. You know, I can understand, you know. That's why, but that's my choice. If I ran into a guy and I was digging and saying, oh, okay, well, that's not really real, but I started liking him. You know, that was my choice. So that's my whole point. Like, do you choose to date someone fake or do you choose to have someone real? That's the beautiful thing about life. You, the United States of America, you free to do what you want to do.
Right, and I apologize because I missed that part of the show. Please forgive me when John was on the line. So when you proposed that question about the, or I don't know if you proposed a question about the fake men, how have you heard, what does most men say about that fake man? What does he say? Does he justify it when the other man is fake? Or is he got a, you know what I mean? What is his opinion about other fake men?
Well, what the other guy would think, that's what you're saying?
Yeah, what was the men saying about other fake men? What did he say he felt about that?
Oh, actually, I didn't have no guys call in about that. I was just letting the guys know I can understand. I can relate if they don't like anyone fake. I said I can understand because that's why you packing, you know.
I was just going to say, I think, you know, I really, really enjoyed your show. I really did enjoy your show. I'm looking so forward to your next show because I love me some you. And, you know, it's just like that. I really do love you, man. I'm going to just bow out gracefully and just ask God to bless your future shows, man, because that was a business. You played my song at the end, Sweet Sassy T. I love that song, you know.
You know
about Mocha D's secret, you know what I'm saying? I would do like Color Purple, though. Nobody better not find out but you and God. You know?
I know that's right. Thanks for calling in, Mocha D. I love you so much. Much love. Much love. She's crazy, y'all. But thank you for all the listeners who call in and representing Sweet Tea, you know, show me some love. I have a special song for all you ladies out there, and I'm going to dedicate it to you all, and enjoy the rest of your evening, and holler at your girl. Deuces.